Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
I reckon we should all go to is the Climber Pavilion because it's International Women's Day today.
Oh, yes.
And they are inviting people of all areas of the community from all walks of life to join what is meant to be a day of celebration and a festival of spirit. And there's going to be so many great people talking today, so there'll be lots of conversations had. We've got in the lineup Aboriginal elder, international speaker and author Auntie Munya Andrews, Assistant New South Wales Police Commissioner Stacey Maloney, and somebody who I'm very excited to be hearing from, renowned author and parenting and resilience educator Maggie Dent, who joins us on the show right now. Good morning.
Hello, guys. Lovely to join you.
Oh, lovely to have you on the show. I've got to say, just quickly, I'm fangirling a bit at the moment.
Your
podcast, parental as anything. Look, Maggie, I've got four children, okay? They range in age from 1 to 19, and I've said many times on the show, parenting is the hardest job you will ever do. It's 24-7. You don't get any days off. The pay is atrocious.
Oh, jeez.
And you can't ever leave.
I'm right with you, and we really need to recognise that it never was really easy, but it's actually more difficult now for a few different reasons. And also what's tending to happen is mums still tend to have the best brain for keeping things afloat, organisation, which is also a good thing, but it becomes our enemy because we have a to-do list that's unsustainable and we forget to put ourselves on the list.
It's true. My to-do list is never fully ticked off because as quick as I tick things off, they get added to it. Yep. But you're right. And I mean, I must add too, parenting is one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do. We all love our
jobs. Gosh,
but it is such a minefield and it's getting harder, particularly with things like social media and everything like that. And it's really hard to manage and you know, you feel like some days you're failing and some days you're doing okay.
I've got great news that unless you're failing, then you're telling fibs. And also, how do our kids learn about failing if we're not failing for them in the home?
Yeah, well, that's
I think two of the big things you touched on is that the accessibility of the digital world means that you have, like, way too much information at our fingertips, which means for normal things that are developmentally normal, like a toddler tantrum, you know, you've cut the toast the wrong way, it's the wrong colour cup. You know, we all go searching, what am I doing wrong? When in actual fact, that's exactly what that child's meant to be doing. And then somebody else will get on and judge you for questioning it. So we've got the judgy world, too much information, and we're time poor. We just try and do too much. And so you're right. And then we lay awake at night building ourselves up for the few moments where we were less than the parent we wanted to be in that moment.
Oh, gosh, it's like you just stepped inside of my kitchen.
I can relate with every single thing you just said. And we are time poor, aren't we? I mean, sometimes my wife and I kind of look at each other and go, oh, geez, there's just no time. And then we second guess it and we go, no, that can't be the case. Maybe we're not utilising our time properly. But that's not true. We are, in this world we live in right now, we're up to our eyes, aren't we?
Oh, and guess what's stealing it? The smartphone. It's the worst thing we ever invented because not only do we get attached to it, which means, oh my gosh, what am I missing, which is a natural impulse, it's our connectivity.
Yeah.
But the other big thing is that just to navigate a life, if you've got kids at school, well, you need to be on quite a few of the apps. So you might be on WhatsApp and you might be on something else because they send you all these messages about what time the game is in the soccer and the netball, to organise anything at school, you get all these messages from school. So in actual fact, we're sitting there with our head in a phone, whereas before we used to do it with our head up and our kids could see us. So we've actually got a form of digital abandonment happening that parents didn't create that world, but they're having to live in that world. And then screens, oh, gosh, did I mention the dirtiest word out there in parenting?
Maggie, I love you. I feel like I could talk to you all day.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you're going to be covering topics like this at the International Women's Day luncheon that's happening today at Climber Pavilion. Not too late to grab yourself some tickets if you want to get along. And look, if you can't get there, parental is anything. It's a great podcast that I listen to as soon as you bring an episode out. And you've got a stack of books too that I'm sure can help us.
Oh, I know. And the new series is coming up in March. So we've been really working behind the scenes at some really hot topics. Of course, they're usually hot.
Yes.
With a special one this time where we've got people actually sending me their desperate help me Maggie message, and we're doing some short, punchy ones. Oh, so
lovely. Can I have that?
Anyone who's got one, who absolutely, okay. Just send her on in. We'll handle it.
Please, Maggie. I'm just going to type that email into my phone right now. What is that?
Yes. Parental is anything at abc.net.au, and send us your audio file. We've got it. We've got your voice.
Excellent. That podcast, it'll take half an hour just to tell you what I need help with.
Maggie, all the best today and International Women's Day. Look, Damo and I, though, do need your help. We've got a bunch of teenage boys. So, look, we're going to get you back on the show ASAP to help us. Oh,
gee.
My pleasure. I love teenage boys.
All right, you can get all the details on what's happening today at the PAV at Kiama. Get to wavefm.com.au.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Yesterday, Jade, I mentioned that when it comes to COVID, all right, as you know, I've just recovered from a bout of COVID.
Yes.
This is my first day back. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to COVID, for the last year, I have thought I've had COVID on numerous occasions. I've any sort of symptom that I would get, I was convinced it's COVID. I better do a rat test.
I know. You've done more rats, I think, than anyone else in the Illawarra. You've definitely done more rats than my whole street at Jamboree combined.
Well, look, ordinarily I'm a bit of a hypochondriac and really, you know, the symptoms are weird because if you look online, the symptoms kind of match up with a lot of things.
They really do.
A cold or a flu could also be COVID. Anything could really be COVID.
And I feel like that the longer COVID's been around, the more and more symptoms are getting added to COVID.
Even if somebody coughs even nearby me, I'll go, well, I better do a rat test because they've just given me COVID. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Interestingly, though, when I eventually got COVID, I didn't do a rat test. You guys convinced me to do one because on the one occasion when I actually had it, I went, oh, well, I can't be COVID. It never is. Why would it be this time? And lo and behold, it was. And, you know, I'm glad to be over it, which is nice. Some of the family members still have it. But yesterday I was trawling around the internet and I stumbled across a musical artist. His name is Rat Covidson.
Rat Covidson?
Rat Covidson.
Oh, right.
Yeah, now he's a performer. And it's so weird because obviously Rat Covidson has gone through a lot of the same things that I've gone through, you know, that paranoia about what could lead to COVID. And you know what? I downloaded the song and I thought, you know what? I got to share it, not just with you, Jay, not just with you, Dino, but the entire Illawarra.
Oh, all right. Matt. So this is his debut song. We're hearing it here first. First time in the world.
Yeah, it's all about COVID and rat tests and paranoia. Check it out, Rat Covidson. Here we go.
Okay.
Sing along if you know the words.
Every time I hear a cough, I feel it inside. So I wear a mask all the time and try to hide. A rat test for each day to keep it away. I pray that someone will say I'm okay. But is it a hangover? No, it's COVID. A pinched nerve in your shoulder, that's COVID. Any symptom at all, it's COVID, baby. Got a running nose, it's COVID. When you stub your toe, it's COVID. Could be anything at all, and it's COVID, baby. Any symptom at all.
Rat Covidson.
He's good. Emerging artist.
There you go. And so true, isn't it? I mean, we can all relate with that.
Oh, yeah,
anything
totally.
Could be COVID, really.
Oh, that's right.
Whew, got through that one.
It's COVID.
There we go.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The research is in.
All right. What research?
An extensive study has been conducted worldwide into our showering what it says about us.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, it's revealed that there's a lot to be said and learnt in relation to what body part that you actually wash first.
Oh.
So, question without notice, Jade.
Yeah.
Which body part do you wash first when you jump in the shower?
I was just thinking, I'm like visually trying to go back into the shower. I think this is my face. My face is the first thing I wash. Yeah.
I don't wash my face at all.
Oh, no, I like to...
My face is always clear. I just leave my face alone.
Yeah. Maybe you should start looking into that.
Okay, well, you have a think about your body part and which one you wash first.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's my face. Like, because I hop in the shower and then, I usually get my face underwater. And usually because I've got makeup on and I just want to get it off my face. Right. And then I'd start from the head and go down.
You ready for the findings?
Yeah.
Okay, face. If you wash your face first, you are basically tending to all of the five senses: smell, sight, taste, touch, and hearing. It means that you are very concerned about how you are and how you're perceived, and thus want to take the utmost care of what is noticed first by others, which is the face.
I'm sure that anyone who watches any of our videos would beg to differ with that, because I have my hair in the same bun every day and I have zero makeup on. I wish that reflected me.
But delving further into the studies of the face, you are always anxious about what others think of you, and at times get frustrated or stressed and might even feel embarrassed too. It's hard for people like you, Jade, to hear bad things about yourself.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
I'm not overly convinced. That doesn't ring true for me, unfortunately.
All right.
Maybe I'll wash another part of the body first.
Yeah. Maybe it's not your face. Yeah. Okay.
Damo?
I reckon I would probably... I think my arms, actually, to be honest.
Oh.
Yeah, I reckon it's my arms.
Okay, well, arms or legs, you can call yourself a humble and down-to-earth person.
Oh, that's you, isn't it? Yeah, David's like, that's me.
Keep it coming, yeah.
However, there is another side to this. Arms or legs are also the symbols of strength and willpower.
What?
Thus, washing them first indicates that you have no fear of expressing your choices.
Yeah, well, jeez.
What else does it say about me? Mine's terrible. Damien's is really good. Mine was terrible. Seated.
What happens if you wash Mr. Kinnish first?
Oh, okay.
Mr. Kinnish.
Well, if you wash Mr. Kinnish first, or any other of your private parts first, for that matter, whether that
or Mrs.
be
Mrs. Kinnish.
You know, you're probably a very shy person. You can call yourself an introvert or the one with low self-esteem. You're not given much attention in social groups. However, those who know you closely will say you're the most genuine person, the salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth?
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, if you think about that logistically, and you go into the shower, why would you wash that part first? Because then your hands have got that part all over them. That's why you start with your face
and work your way down. You got the soap to wash. That's what the whole idea of it
is. But did you just think about it? Would you wash Mr. Kinnish with
your
hands?
I'm not saying that I do. And then you wash your face afterwards.
Then we put in bits of Mr. Kinnish on your face.
You come out with pink eye.
Oh, no, see, that's not good for anyone.
Or stink eye.
Stink eye. All right, well, what do you do, Dino?
What do I do?
He goes, Mr. Kinnish.
Well, you're a really genuine person, Dino. We could say that about
you. Maybe I'm an armpit guy. You're most likely pop... Because I'm using natural deodorant at the moment, I think I'm going straight to the pits. You're most likely popular in your social circles. No. And a reliable and trustworthy person. No. You're also the one who isn't afraid of hard work. Yeah, that's probably true.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of our list.
Oh, that's great.
No one actually did the bottom of our list.
Who got paid to research this? That's what I want to know.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
There's a lot of roads blocked. It's a good excuse to stay at home and binge watch some television.
Oh, yes.
There's one show that my husband and I started binge watching yesterday. It is the number one show on Netflix at the moment. And when I go onto any kind of streaming service, I always look at what's trending.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a sheep. I'm like going, oh, everyone's watching that. Well, I better watch it too.
It must be good.
And I love things that are a bit morbid, I've got to admit. It's about Housemates. Horror Housemates.
Oh, no. Okay. Hi, Orange Boy. I'm going to call you to let you guys know that if something happens...
Why are you crying?
Because I'm afraid.
What? Your roommate?
I'm scared of him.
Worst roommates ever.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
Well, because these roommates are not just the roommates that leave the toilet seat up. They're the ones that... potentially kill you.
These are true stories.
These are true stories.
Oh, jeez.
So it's like a docu-series, really, of different people in history who have been horrible people. Wow. But look, we've all had bad roommates, not ones that kill you, but we've all had bad roommates in our time. We talked about this last week in the topic train, you know, those roommates that were just terrible. Geez. Like I had a friend who I took in with her two kids and I gave them a room in my unit and then I went away. I went overseas and I got back and I had a $900 Telstra bill because she rang a psychic hotline multiple times to find out about her future. Well, I wish I'd known that my future was going to be pay a $1,000 phone bill.
That's fair enough. I mean, I remember when I first met Eileen had a roommate at the time. And now I was coming over all the time and I was staying at Eileen's apartment, okay? But her roommate suddenly said, I can't afford the rent, can't do anything like this. And Eileen was like, oh, fair enough, okay, we'll, you know, help you through this tough time. Mm. Anyway, suddenly the girls start coming home with bottles of champagne and all sorts of fancy things that she would eat herself. And, you know, Eileen was like, oh, wait a minute, you clearly have some money. Why aren't you paying rent? She says, eventually the girl would not move. She would not pay rent. She would not do anything.
She squatted. She became a squatter.
And then Eileen had to pile up all her stuff at the door.
A subtle way of saying, don't come back.
and also, when I had moved all my stuff in, that was a real indication that it was time to go. It was harsh, but it had to be done. She was not, you know, covering any rent. Mm. There was nothing going on.
That's right. Freeloading.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Worst roommate ever. That's what we want to hear about this morning.
Yeah, get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. 4275196 5. So we're looking for stories of those horror house.
Yeah, we want to hear about the worst thing that a roommate's done. Okay,
that was a
$900 bill.
That's crap.
For that Telstra. But it wasn't as crap as the guy, Reese, who when he shared a house with us in Sydney, there was three girls and him, all of our underwear was starting to go missing. Reese was hoarding it. I know. I don't know if he got it before or after it got washed, but all I can
hoarding
say
it, God, wearing it. Actually, I don't want
to
know.
No, actually, you don't want to know. Safe to say, Reese got kicked out.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Hi, Orange Police. I'm going to call you just to let you guys know that if something happens.
Why are you crying?
Because I'm afraid.
What? Your roommate?
I'm scared of him.
Worst roommate ever. That is a new series on Netflix at the moment. I started watching it with my husband yesterday. It's basically a doco series about people who have had terrible roommates and usually with the worst possible result. Like homicidal roommates. Yeah. We want to know about your worst roommate ever. We don't want to go that bad. We're not going that far. We don't want to be that morbid. No. You know? But, you know, what have bad roommates have you had? Because most of us have been in share houses and have lived with people, various people throughout our lives. And like I said earlier, I had a friend who I took in. And she was rent-free too at this unit I was living in. I went away on holidays, came back to a $900 Telstra bill because she had spent hours speaking to a psychic on my telephone.
I had a guy rack up like 770-something bucks on one of those sexy lines.
Oh, yeah, see.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah, see. Yeah.
Wow.
The other version of the 1-300 numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Look, Hayley's on the blower from Balgowney. Morning, Hayley. Worst housemate ever?
Yeah, what is the worst thing?
Morning, guys.
What is the worst thing one of your roommates did?
Well, I still have two of them living with me.
Oh, okay.
They're 9 and 5.
Oh yes, oh yes. I know that kind of roommate. They're a messy bunch, aren't they?
What do they do?
They're the worst. You know, leaving wet towels on the floor. They don't pick up after themselves, even though we sit at the dinner table and I have to explain to them every night, pick up after yourself. They still expect me to cook and clean every night.
And do they pay rent?
They will be soon.
Oh, nice. That's
as soon as they hit
they
double digits.
They can go mow the lawn. Wash the dishes. Hang the laundry out.
Yeah. Good on you, Hayley. Appreciate the call. 4275-1965. Let's go to Kiama. Melanie's on the blower.
Melanie, all right, tell us the worst thing that your roommate did.
Okay, I once had a roommate who stabbed her boyfriend with a Stanley knife.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow.
Did you witness this?
I can't remember. It was a long time ago, but I think like they were fighting all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just came home and there was a bit of blood around and the police knocking on the door.
Oh,
so yeah, I wasn't there at the time, but yeah, it was pretty hectic.
Wow, you probably could be on one of those episodes of Worst Roommate Ever.
Jeez.
Yeah, I've had a few too.
Oh, okay.
It was an experience.
Jeez.
You didn't get a studio apartment after that and thought, I'm just going to live by myself. It's easier.
Yeah, pretty much. After that, I was like, okay, no, I'm getting rid of this house. And then I went and lived in another house. And one of the girls in there, she was disgusting. She never cleaned her room and she had just had months and months and months of food buildup, so much that the stench started coming out underneath the door.
Disgusting, jeez. I mean, that's it attracts rats and possums and everything into the house.
It was awful, yeah.
Just hold the line, Mel. We're going to get the details of Netflix and pass that on to you, because it sounds like you're sitting on a couple of episodes right there.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.